Gary Bayer, congratulations. That's a fantastic result.
Yeah, and all credit to the players. I thought they were outstanding tonight, in my opinion, and that's all it is that I think Portsmouth are a wonderful football team. I think Paul Cook's done with Liam Richardson there. They've got a great team with great players, and they play the game the right way, and it's hard work, and you have to be organised, you have to be disciplined, and then you have to be brave to play at the right times, and I thought we were all those things tonight.
And that wonderful football team you talk about started like the proverbial house on fire, didn't they?
Yeah, very much so. We knew they would. They've been buoyed by a 5-1 win at the weekend, and it was important for us to withstand the early onslaught. And like I say, full credit to the players because they did that and then grew into the game.
And a set play came up trumps for you.
Yeah, and to be fair, we're a big side. We've done some work on them this season, and we've probably not got the goals from them that we felt we should have. And fortunately tonight Calvin Gorn gets his head on the one, and it gave us some belief, added belief to go and take the game to Portsmouth.
And then you get pegged back by a bit of a wonder goal out of nothing that I don't really think you could have done too much about, but you dusted yourself down and came out second half.
Yeah, the lad's got a talent, to be fair. He's a very young player, but he's a very good player, and he's a busy player, and he's got potential to play higher from what I've seen in the video and tonight, and it's a wonderful finish from him. And anywhere else, it'd be replayed regularly on the TV. So it was a wonderful goal for the Mare point of view, and it was how we then reacted. And we needed to get in at half time still level, and we did that.
And then you were disrupted. Clark Robertson out of it, and Will Ameson on. What's the story?
He just got when he went up, I think it was the goal. He just got winded, but then just felt a little bit sick with it as well at half time. So, we're lucky that we've got Will that can come on, and it was a sensible decision. But we think he should be all right for the weekend for sure. Like I say, it was only a feeling of sickness.
And it's fair to say, the key player in the centre in the second half was very definitely Kyle Vassell. Made the goal for Brad Potts. Scored a beauty himself after picking the pocket, and then cleaned out for the clearest penalty you've ever seen, and it wasn't given.
The first one, it's a great bit of play. We pressed well in the middle of the pitch, and then we broke on them, and we asked them at half time to show a little bit more care in the final third, because we had opportunities in the first half when we broke, and we didn't capitalise on that. But we Armand fed Vass, and he's put a great ball in, and Potsy, fair play to him, because he's gone in at the back post, and you have to go in there all the time, and a lot of the times you don't get the ball, but this particular time it popped out from the goalkeeper and he was there to tap it in, and that gave us a great start to the second half, which we've needed to do in all the games so far, and we've not, so we were really pleased with that.
Is it fair to say that pre-match you'd picked out the fact that the two centre-backs sometimes looked a bit unsure on the ball?
No, I think we were disappointed with how we pressed on Saturday, and we spoke about it at length yesterday. They had two video sessions yesterday on it, and because obviously you can't physically train them that hard on a Monday after a game on a Saturday with one on a Tuesday, so they spent a lot of time in the video room going over what we felt that we didn't do well enough on Saturday, and we were delighted with the response. And it's a wonderful finish from Vass, because he's got a long way to go still. And again, we spoke about him showing a bit of composure and a bit of skill to bend the ball in, and we were delighted with that.
And I've just seen you coming out of the referee's room. You've got to have been in there for one reason only. Vassell is through, down, goalkeeper brings him down. Linesman flags for a clear penalty, referee overrules him.
No, I just went in to just say... thanks very much, and I had to walk away because the poor linesman, I think, has dislocated his shoulder. He was flagging that hard and for a penalty, and the refs not give it. But fortunately tonight I can laugh and joke about it, because it's not impacted on the game as much as what it might have done.
Is tonight a bit of a marker for the rest of the season?
Oh, well, we spoke on, at length yesterday. There was a lot of words spoken yesterday, and we said to the players, although we didn't play particularly well at Crewe, it was a good point. But we wanted to make that good point a great point, and the way to do that was to win tonight. And so we've done that, and we just challenged the players again. Now, we can't pat ourselves on the back for too long and say, oh no, we beat Portsmouth, well done, great, we've got to move on now, and try and back that up. And that will be the demands that will be placed on the players first thing tomorrow morning.